This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Going over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, Pope Francis denounces murderous indifference to persecution of Christians, of which he is a chief architect. Now, we all know that the Pope is nothing more than a political pawn. That's all he's ever been used for. He works hand in glove with corrupt authorities. We've seen this since day one, just for the record. We see that the Pope has taken the commandments of men and made void the commandments of God. We've seen this since the beginning. And I can go down the list, friends. I'm not going down there right now. The point is that we have the Pope, who I guess the one in the present has been the most corrupt since its very inception concerning the Catholic Church. According to the Associated Press, they reported that the ecumenical, a oneness, you know, patriarch, Bartholomew and other Orthodox patriarchs met with Pope Francis on Saturday, and that the Pope had some strong words to say about the persecution of Christians in the Middle East. This shows you how they work. What they say, what they claim to represent, the opposite is true. What they say and what they do are two different stories. Listen carefully. The Pope had some strong words to say about the persecution of Christians in the Middle East. The Pope couldn't resist an anti-Semitic shot at Israeli occupation, but he also seemed to denounce Islamic Jihad activity, saying, "So many conflicts have been stoked, too, by forms of fundamentalism and fanaticism that, under the guise of religion, have profaned God's name, like himself, of course, which is peace, and persecuted age-old neighbors." He decried the thirst for profit and the exploits of oil and gas fields without regard for common home, no scruples about the fact that energy market now dictates the law of coexistence among people. In other words, friends, he is promoting the very thing, folks, that he is put there to denounce in so many different ways. Pope Francis denounces murderous indifference to persecution of Christians, which he is a chief architect. That's on the Sons of Liberty Media.com. You ready for this one? Talking about taking on the mind of the enemy. This lunatic, and they purpose this, of course. But do you remember back? I was just a little kid, by the way. Do you remember when Jimmy Carter ran for the presidency of the United States of America? Like any other candidate in the United States, they appeal to the masses. They appeal to the majority of the people. Though that matters not in this country because we're ruled by law, not by opinion. But my point is they always appeal to the Christian church. And Jimmy Carter did the same thing. I mean, the guy seems like a lunatic from the day of his inception, friends. Really. He's just loony. And, of course, that's why they use these guys. They're Manchurian candidates. They don't work for you. They work for special interest groups. But going on, Jimmy Carter said, folks, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, written by Dean Garrison, just published today, "I believe that Jesus would approve of gay marriage." And folks, that is the definition of blasphemy. And this is called taking on the mind of the enemy. And what's crazy about all this is when you talk to the American people at large, for the most part, in the 90 percentile, no question about it, they'll say that this is blasphemy. They'll say this is repulsive. Yet, they let it go. And that's what's crazy to me about all of this. And by the way, bringing it to the president, Donald Trump said that the Supreme Court has come up with their decision that it's now the law of the land. I want to tell you something. It's not the law of the land, and it never will be the law of the land. But if you go over to the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Jimmy Carter now advocating again the opposite of what his purpose was. The purpose of government is to restrain men from violating God's moral law, period. 1 John 3:4, right? To maintaining order, right? Period. To righting the wrongs, condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous and making reference to God's moral law. That is the three purposes of government. Does this sound like American government to you? Does this sound like a godly man? Jimmy Carter claims to be a godly man, friends, but here again you have on display nothing short of hypocrisy, and you have another Judas that is coming out in aid of the homosexuals. Now, I want to remind you of this. On Saturday, I got a phone call from an individual out of England, and he wanted to put me on the biggest platform in the world, he said. And I asked him the question. I said, what is the topic about? And he kept delaying my answer. He just kept asking me more questions. But when I would ask him something, he wanted me to answer his questions without answering mine. And of course, sooner or later, he finally got to it. And he said, well, they're having a gay pride parade here in the UK. And we wanted to know what your thoughts would be on this topic. Well, I can tell you, I would just simply lay a question to his question. I would say, how is that working out for you? In the UK, they now have over 30 mayors in that country. Remember all those victims that came in and they needed the help of the English in the UK? Well, guess what, folks? They have now taken it a step further. Now they can say that and declare that they have conquered. Because the people in England advocated that which God condemned, and you can rest assured when you do that, America, look and learn from Europe that when you advocate what God condemns clearly, Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. God does not play, and if you want to dare the justice of God, you go ahead and advocate like that of Jimmy Carter what God condemns. And you can look to the UK because you can rest assured when you give the green light to what God puts the red light to, it's coming to your country as well. The enemy is behind what you tolerate, America. And that is the purpose of law, and law keeps us a free people. Don't ever forget that. Also wanted to share with you, friends, on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, evidence is growing that Hillary Clinton is planning one last run for the presidency in 2020. Well, maybe this explains why Donald has done nothing. Maybe this is why Donald Trump has done nothing to drain the swamp. As a matter of fact, Americans across the board are slowly but surely catching on to the lights of the new administration concerning their apathy and tolerance of those that claim to be enemies of our constitutional republic. One lady replied and she said, the swamp that needed to be drained, nothing has been done. No, the opposite has been done. I'm going to pick this up on the other side, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You got Bradley Dean here, folks. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're just talking about what's going on in the United States of America. And we're on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Evidence is growing that Hillary Clinton is planning one last run for presidency in 2020. Really? See how the game's played, America? See what happens when you withhold justice and judgment upon wickedness? You give them a free hand to go ahead and do it again. You add strength to tyranny when you fail to deal with them. When you fail to deal with them, friends, this is what you do. If America would simply look to history, you would simply understand that countries are destroyed because the people fail to deal with the corruption in their representatives. Period. Look to Machiavelli, friends. Look to any dictatorial or dictatorship. In the past or in the present, why are they there? Why are the wicked in rule, friends? They're there because the people at large in prospective countries across the globe allow them to be there. And when you look at the masses, and when you simply look to the math, America, you have 325.7 million people in this country that are allowing less than 535, not all of them, to be used to destroy your country and the media. Oh, folks, the answer is justice. And keep in mind, soft judges produce hardened criminals. And that's exactly what we have in play right now, America. And the reason you have Hillary Clinton talking about running for the presidency again is because Donald Trump, who is another point man for the establishment, though Americans haven't figured it out yet, he has failed to bring forth his promises of that special prosecutor. And I've shared with you so many times in the past, but I do have to beg the question, when are you going to figure out as to how you are being played? Because the joke at the end of the day is always you, America, not them. When you go over to another article written by Mac Slavo, which was published today on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Here's another article. Does Hillary Clinton want to have a 2020 rematch against Donald Trump? Has anybody taken the time to realize that Hillary Clinton, like that of the, Barack Hussein Obama, a criminal of the past? Do you realize, America, they don't have the support? But yet they're putting them up as to suggest they have the support of the American people again. That falls to Saul Alinsky and the tactic caused the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is, when in fact there isn't, friends. But as long as you don't know the difference, they're always going to get away with whatever you let them get away with. And here we are again. We're going to talk about that in just a couple of moments. But here, listen carefully. Does Hillary Clinton want to have a 2020 rematch against Donald Trump? Where are the promises of Donald Trump to drain the swamp and to deal with the likes of the corrupt Clintons and the corrupt Barack Hussein Obamas and the swamp within D.C. that he promised that he would drain? I'm just asking you the question. I know all you Trumpites are blind to any faults within Donald Trump, to your own, folks, to your own destruction. I understand that. I see that. I see that clear as the nose is on my face and as, and on your face. But do yourself a favor and don't forsake mercy, okay? They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. It's time for you to come to the realization that none of these promises that were given are actually being fulfilled. And here we are again today. Here's another one of those. I told you, America, Hillary Clinton is being emboldened to do it all the more again. And I just ask all of you Trumpites the question, why has she not been dealt with? It was a promise. Do you remember? Oh, and one more thing. Like that of the Pope, what he says and what he does are two different stories. Let's go back to the present administration, okay? Well, the people in this country, for the most part, and at large, are asleep today. They are. The enemy sows tares while men slept. And I get to see this across the United States of America. Hands down. Easy. People are sleeping today. What a better time for the enemy to attack every facet of who we are as a people. And we are under attack like we haven't been under attack in the history of this country. And I know we have false prophets and false teachers and politicians all playing the same card on the American people that everything's getting better and it's going to get better. When the truth, folks, stands contrary to what you're being told. Did you know, again, on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Rachel Blevin just wrote an article, Media Silent as United States of America Agrees to Full Implementation of United Nations Gun Control Pact. Did you hear what I said? Well, everybody's playing the game that things are going to get better. The opposite is true. And this is why I can continuously take the time to not only tell you the truth, but also expose those that are being used concerning the deception that they're throwing on you as an American people. And that's all you have to do, friends, is look to the Bible, look to the Word of God, and study the prophets of God, and you will understand who's telling you the truth. The person always telling you the truth is always the hard truth. And keep in mind, all Scripture is given by God for what? Reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, under the inspiration of the doctrine that's been given unto us. Okay? Just so you know, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, what you're being told and what is happening, Rachel Blevin just reported today, media is silent. Media is silent because they don't want you to know what I'm sharing with you right now. As U.S. agrees to full implementation of United Nations Gun Control Pact. Hey, folks, let me remind you, we have rights. We don't have privileges. Let me say it again. We have rights. We do not have privileges. I just had a guy on an article that was posted. Mr. President, I wrote this. You have been given the authority to prosecute criminals within. I wrote, why haven't you? And I wrote in that article, isn't it interesting how the President of the United States of America, on cue, like every other president, working for special interest groups, attacks foreign countries, threatens foreign countries to clean house in those third world countries, but just like the present administration, they fail to deal with corruption in their own circles. If that doesn't give you enough evidence, light, and truth as to where the problem lies, America, I don't know that I can help you. I had one good response, and this individual said, It was a woman. Her name was Deb. She said, possibly because he is allowing them to implode, which they are. She goes on, why start the fight until necessary? Dems are destroying themselves. See, America, people don't understand that Democratic and Republic, that opposition that's laid one to another is completely unconstitutional. She's picking up on the media talking points that she claims she doesn't believe. So you're dealing with another hypocrite here. But I did take the time to respond to her, and I said, no, they are not imploding. I said, they should not exist at all constitutionally. I said, they are simply being used to lead through opposition in that what they create. And that is exactly the fight that you see going on between Donald Trump and others around his administration, where he plays the underdog, where he plays the victim, and then what happens when the media drives support more to his support base, Donald Trump's? Well, they keep using, guess what, what you call the left over and over and over again. Let me liken that unto a situation I had happen when I was at the RNC when Mitt Romney, was playing the card that you wanted him to play as a conservative, when again, the opposite is true, along with that Judas named Paul Ryan. He was going to be the vice president of the said United States of America. While I was there, I was going up and down Radio Row, and I was calling out the hypocrisies of those that call themselves the conservatives. And boy, I was getting pulled to radio station after radio station on Radio Row for interviews because they've never heard anybody tell them what I'm telling them. Whoa, I never thought about that. Whoa, that's a good point. I had one guy come up to me, and he said to me, listen, Barack Hussein Obama, this is his second term. But remember, he already called it to the Russians before on a hot mic. He already called it that he was going to be the president the second cycle before the people ever voted. And keep in mind, that goes back to Roosevelt when he said, presidents are not elected, they're selected. Just again to show you how you're being played. Okay? With that, he said to me, this individual, he was all confident that Barack Hussein Obama was done. And the reason he was done is because all of the dependence that he has created on a welfare system. And he said, Barack Hussein Obama is losing. And I looked at him and I said, are you kidding me? I said, Barack Hussein Obama is not losing. I said, Barack Hussein Obama is winning. And everybody and their dog in that corrupt administration are laughing at you right now because you drank the Kool-Aid. If he's creating that many dependencies, do you not understand that he's taking away from you have-nots and giving it to the have-nots, those that work and giving it to those that don't work? I said, he's not losing. He's winning. You just haven't figured out how the game's being played yet. He's creating dependencies, and that's exactly what he wanted. But you also got to keep in mind, that didn't work on his behalf neither, did it? And nor did it work on the behalf of none other than Hillary Clinton. We're going to come right back on the other side. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today at United Nations headquarters, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was asked about the denuclearization of North Korea. He says it's been all laid out for North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un what he needs to do.
Chairman Kim made a promise. Chairman Kim told not only President Trump, but President Moon, that he was prepared to denuclearize. The scope and scale of that is agreed to. The North Koreans understand what that means. There's no mistake about what the scope of denuclearization looks like. So what do we need to see? We need to see Chairman Kim do what he promised the world he would do.
According to the New York Times, the FBI has a secretly taped conversation of President Trump and his longtime personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, discussing paying hush money to a Playboy model who allegedly had an affair with Mr. Trump. Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's attorney, confirmed the recording's existence, but also said a payment was never made. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Thank you for putting us up at the top of the gauge. 82 radio shows, you have us as number one on Genesis Communication Networks right now. We appreciate that. By the way, if you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, those two pages interact one with another. Sons of Liberty Radio and sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1. Again, BradleyDean1. Forget that not. That's our Twitter account. Facebook is Bradley Dean double E. Facebook is Bradley Dean. Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. Punch in either one of those words on our YouTube page. You're going to love the videos. We got a couple more popping up at the end of the week and throughout the week. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, double E. Don't forget that. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please give us a call at 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because we follow the Christ here, period. I was just talking to you during the last break concerning, you know what? What it comes down to is going back to Hillary Clinton, and evidence is growing that Hillary Clinton is planning on one last run for the presidency in 2020. I'm just here again to tell you, America, you can listen now or you can learn the hard way later. And that's just a fact. We're not running off speculation here. We're not running off of hearsay here. We're just simply telling you, first of all, we have our eyes off the wrong ball through diversive tactics and distraction 24/7. And what they're continuously doing is putting up their point men or point women that they want to run for the presidency. Now, to prove that, just this last week, I had Pat Kolbeck, the gubernatorial candidate for Michigan, on the radio program with me, and I said, how's the media treating you? He said, well, they're just ignoring me. Yep. They're just ignoring him. So they're having debates. The media is not giving him any airtime at all because they don't want you to even acknowledge that he exists. How did Donald Trump win the People's White House? I'm just kind of curious. Doesn't that, again, prove what you need to hear concerning the point? If they didn't want him there, they would have never gave him the time of day. They would have put a media blackout on him, like they do other candidates that they don't want people to know about. And I could go down that row of points as well. But for the sake of sticking to the topic, let's just go back to this. Hillary Clinton's talking about running for the president again. There's talk, okay? Now, again, I would just lay to all of you Trumpites, to your candor, why is that he hasn't kept his promise? Why is he giving her a free hand to do what it is that she wants to do? And that is to attack the American people. I thought this was about making America great again. Are you really, folks, caught up into this little smoke and mirrors, dog and pony show, this circus of politics that they've been playing for how many years on you? When are you going to wake up to it, America? And for those that have, praise God, in all sincerity. How is it that she is looking to have another chance at the presidency of the United States of America? Because she hasn't been dealt with, period. Now, when we go back, and I'm going to go to Hillary Clinton too, but for this segment, I'm going to go to Barack Hussein Obama, and it's because it's such a prime example of how it works, okay? Remember, this is Barack Hussein Obama. A practical primer for the realistic radicals, page 126 from Rules for Radicals by a disciple of the devil himself, Saul Alinsky, okay? Now, with that said, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks that you have. Okay? Do you remember that CNN's president resigned a couple years ago due to the fact that they had low viewership? Do you remember that he had to resign because nobody was watching CNN? And by the way, for those that did not know, keep your ears on this. CNN has less than 2 million viewers on a daily basis, but isn't it interesting concerning the talking points? Without fail, CNN is always brought up. And who's keeping it alive more than Fox News is? Who's keeping it alive more than the conservatives of the day? Nobody. Because the enemy knows that if they throw the bone out there, the conservatives, those that claim to be the right, which in fact are yesterday's liberals, they'll be sure to spread the misinformation for them. But again, CNN's president resigns a couple years ago due to the low viewership that it received. Do you remember Amber Lyon, former news anchor for CNN? Do you remember what she said concerning how the news is given to the American people? Did you know that she was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration, and construct stories in a specific manner while working for CNN? Did you know that Lyon also said that CNN is paid by U.S. and foreign governments for reporting on some events and not reporting on others? She also stated that the Obama administration pays for CNN's content. They pay for CNN's content. Wow. That's pretty crazy. The New York Times actually blurted the truth out in their confusion, to their credit, by the way, I might add, that all information coming out on the Obama administration is first edited. I didn't know that that was legal. But apparently it's legal now. I said, apparently it's legal now. I'm doing live radio, folks, and I'm pulling up another thought here. And we're getting a bad connection on one of these, and I'm going to pull this up so you can, so I can continue on. And I got it. I was just sharing with you, the New York Times actually blurted the truth out in their confusion when they declared that Obama administration is actually vetting the information before it comes out to you. That's illegal, folks. That's what dictators do. This has been going on a long time for in this country. It's been going on for a long time in this country. No doubt about it. As a matter of fact, I would say 75% of what the people are caught up in this country is all fictitious, created, and fabricated lies to purposely divide and confuse. Read Daniel 9 when you get a moment, by the way. Let's go to MSNBC concerning who supports Barack Hussein Obama. I'm going to go over during the last segment into Hillary Clinton just to show you how you're being played here. MSNBC, I'm sorry I even have to bring them into the equation, but here, just to prove the point, their slogan during the election campaign for Barack Hussein Obama was "Lean Forward," which is directly derived from the communist playbook. MSNBC parades people like radical lesbian Rachel Maddow, the shameful uncivil rights wannabe leader Al Sharpton, and Chris, you know that guy, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, Matthews, you know that guy? Yeah, they all work for this communist organization. MSNBC and the ratings, folks, they just can't get any lower than a snake's belly. And that's just where they happen to be right now, because these outlets are the ones that are attempting to remind those who do not have enough common sense to know right from wrong that Barack Hussein Obama has the support of the majority of Americans. They were continuously promoting and broadcasting and promulgating that Barack Hussein Obama easily had the support of the American people. Well, let's see if that's true, because I'm telling you that nothing could be further from the truth, literally. Do you remember in 2010... when the American people were awake for a moment, or so they thought, there were 63 Democratic representatives that were unseated. Okay, 63 of them in 2010. Do you remember that Barack Hussein Obama had to move his 2012 Democratic convention from a 74,000-seat arena to a 20,000-seat arena? Oh, I bet that hit his pride. Yep, take heed that you stand, devil, lest you fall, and you will fall, rest assured. Read Isaiah 14 when you get a moment. But let me say that again. Do you remember that Barack Hussein Obama had to move his election campaign, folks, his Democratic convention, from a 74,000-seat arena to a 20,000-seat arena? Why? Because people didn't come. They couldn't even give away free tickets, friends. Do you remember when it was reported in Milwaukee that people filled up an 18,000-seat arena to see Barack Hussein Obama during his second campaign run? Yeah. Did you know that there's only 5,000 seats in that arena? But the media reported that there was 18,000. You cannot believe a thing they say unless they tell you the truth in their confusion. Did you know that 70% of Obama's Twitter followers were found out to be fake accounts created out of thin air? Oh, folks, wait until the next segment when we're talking about Hillary Clinton. You want to talk about two sides of the same coin? They don't have the support. Yet the media is right there to tell you she does. No, she doesn't. Folks, how many times were they busted on Craigslist trying to pay actors to sit in seats when Hillary Clinton would show up? They were paid to do so. And then they came out and told you that they were being paid to do so. How many times does that need to happen? How many pictures need to be photoshopped, folks? When they show you a picture of the support she hasn't got, and then what they do is they Photoshop and they take the same crowd and they triple it up to make it look a lot bigger than what it really is, of course, because the American people are not awake to the games yet, right? Do you remember that, again, 70% of Obama's Twitter account was completely fake, created out of thin air? Oh, and by the way, I wanted to tell you, too, concerning Hillary Clinton. You heard Donald Trump just recently talk about how strong of an opponent Hillary Clinton was. Really? Are you telling me, Donald, that you don't know that she doesn't have the support? Wow. Did you hear that, America? Okay, just wanted to make sure. So he's playing the game with them, okay? Do you remember when Stevie Wonder couldn't get 200 people to show up for a fundraiser for Barack Hussein Obama? I thought he had all the support of the black people, America. Nope, he doesn't have the support whatsoever. Or did you forget about that during the re-election inauguration that there weren't enough people in Washington, D.C. to fill up the hotel rooms? Oh, how America, you have been played. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
You know what, America? I'd be embarrassed too. If this is the first time you're listening to this information, I'd be embarrassed too. But you need to understand that this has been going on for a long time. And what's shameful about it is the American people, for those that have heard, which is easily a majority of the American people in this country, they refuse to be ashamed. They just keep playing the same game, getting caught up into the same cycle, no resolve, things getting worse, and they're trying to figure out why. Stop the cycle, America. America, glutton for punishment, I wrote. In politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens that way, you can bet it was planned that way. President Franklin D. Roosevelt said that, America. I didn't say that. Now, outside of the fact that a good portion of the people of America believe that the Clintons and the Obamas operate outside and above American laws, the Clintons, along with other criminal players, have gotten the eyes off of what's going on concerning this time period, what was going on in Oregon concerning the Bundys, which, by the way, many of them have been exonerated. And because they were simply exposing Clinton for selling uranium ore to the Russians, as well as Harry Reid selling uranium ore to the Chinese. Okay? Going fast forward, she was asked about her faith. And she, of course, shared with the American people that she was a Christian. She said, I'm a Christian, but I do believe that in many areas, judgment should be left to God. Isn't that funny she would say that? Because during a town hall meeting in Knoxville, Iowa, a young woman asked Clinton, I'm just curious, how would you say that your beliefs align with the Ten Commandments, and if that's something that's important to you? She said, I am a person of faith, declared Clinton. She's a Saul Alinsky disciple of the devil as well, by the way, just like Barack was. She said, I'm a Christian, but I do believe that in many areas, judgment should be left to God. You're exactly right. So now where's the church? Church, you're supposed to fill that question mark. Judgment is left to God. Why are you not doing your job? She's looking for judgment. That's the church's business. And it's interesting that she would say that because the Lord said just the opposite in Leviticus 26, 15 through 17. She goes on to state, being more open tolerant to the issues that are destroying America and respectful of people who have had different life experiences is a part of what makes me humble, she said, about my faith. She goes on to state, being more open, tolerant, and respectful of people who have had different life experiences is part of what makes me humble about my faith. Wow. Hey, folks, this daughter of Belial advocates again what God condemns with every word and action that comes out of her mouth and what she exhibits in action. She's a wicked, wicked, she's a devil is what she is. Jeremiah 17:9 comes to my mind. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And these people trust in their own hearts. It's also interesting to note that without fail, these wicked politicians talk of their Christian faith, don't they? Yep, they all do. And during the campaign, Barack Obama did the same thing until he got there, just like every other politician. And this should be a wake-up call to those who deny that America is a Christian nation, because again, 78 to 86% of America identify themselves as Christians, but you can only find 1% of the real deal, let me tell you. Going to Hillary Clinton's lack of support, I want to show you how they convey and how they begin to lead the people on through deceptive measures that she has the support, which is completely contrived. When I pulled up Mrs. Clinton's Facebook account, I noticed that there were other pages that have been set up in opposition to her. This was her run against the other opponent that was planted as well, Donald Trump. Set up in opposition to her, such as Hillary Clinton sucks. These are the names of the pages. Hillary Clinton is wrong for America. And several pages on Facebook titled Hillary Clinton for Prison. Now, when I finally got to her page, there was a whopping 2,355,735 likes on her page. In, folks, the face of 325.7 million, folks, I have a national radio show, okay? I have 700,000 followers on a daily basis, okay? I'm not being projected out there by the state-controlled media in a favorable light 24/7. Okay, and this has been going on for, what, 30, 40 years now with the Clintons. She has only 2 million followers? That's craziness. Even more telling was that when Clinton was in her position as Secretary of the State, the Associated Press reported that the State Department was buying Facebook likes. I'm not stuck. In 2013, the State Department, which has more than 400,000 likes and was recently most popular in Cairo, said it would stop buying Facebook fans after its inspector general criticized the agency for spending $630,000 to boost the numbers for Hillary Clinton. All bought and paid for. In one case, its fan tally rose from about 10,000 to more than 2.5 million. Wow! Isn't that crazy? Did you know that when Hillary Clinton opened up her campaign for the presidency of the United States of America, she did so in Iowa? Did you know that there was actually more reporters who attended than voters? Oh, just hang on. It gets better. Clinton's Iowa campaign kicked off event roused a whopping 22 people, reported the National Journal. 22 people showed up. Let me say that again. 22 people showed up, and here you have Donald Trump saying that she was a strong opponent, a tough opponent. Really? And again, are you going to suggest to me Donald doesn't know? You've got to be out of your mind. You also know that America hates her guts, okay? And the numbers prove the point. But the media wants to prove another point that doesn't exist. 22 people showed up for her campaign kickoff. Now, gone are the soaring speeches and the big rally crowd swapped out for roundtable discussions and meet and greets with local activists. But the dozens of reporters both in the room and chasing after her van outside were a reminder of just how difficult it will be for one of the most recognizable, criminal might I add, public figures in the world to hold events that truly feel intimate. On Tuesday, for example, Clinton was seated at a table with seven other people for the discussion. I said seven. With an audience of another 15 people. But those I ones were far outnumbered by the dozens of reporters who were bunched together behind a thin yellow rope at the back of the room. The dozens of reporters outnumbered the seven people. Wow, why is that? Because this is how it works in this country. Indeed, despite of some limits on the number of press credentials handed out by the Clinton's Iowa team, each outlet had one person in the room, and national television and a photographer was pooled all around. It was still a big group. Bigger yet was the press crowd outside when reporters who were admitted to the event chased Clinton's van when it first pulled up, contributing to the feeling of a media circus surrounding the former Secretary of State's Iowa launch. Clinton joked about the horde of reporters as the event opened, telling the seven roundtable participants, well, thank you for having me here and a few of my friends. Well, that's not all, friends. According to her Twitter account, as of April 14th of 2015, Clinton had 3 million Twitter followers. Wow, that's it? Yep. According to two popular online measuring tools, no more than 44% of her Twitter fan base consists of real people who are active in using the social media platform. At least 15%, more than 544,000, are completely fake. Completely fake. Alinsky's comrade, Barack Hussein Obama, had more than 19 million fake Twitter followers. 56% of Clinton's Twitter followers were completely created out of thin air. Completely created out of thin air. What does Donald Trump mean when he says that she's a tough opponent? Who do you think was going to be voted into the presidency of the United States of America, knowing all the well America hates the Clintons and they want to see justice upon her head? And the guy that won, after how many days in office, still has done nothing to bring justice within. He's failed to drain that swamp. America, it's time for you to do what they leave off. It's time for you to hold their feet to the fire. A promise is a promise, and if he fails to keep his word, keep in mind he'll do it again and again and again. And you've seen the double talk coming out of this administration on a daily basis for how many days now in this country? If they're not going to do it, it's time for the American people to lawfully stand up and do what they failed to do. What they failed, folks, to do when it comes to their promises. They can't be trusted. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.